Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IVV. Brad, activating the Funk Your Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time. On this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Funk Your Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. No specific discussion topic tonight. Does anyone have any requests besides just general chit-chat? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
On HTV.
Go ahead, Richard.
Reminder to all the FARA plus other club, whatever club, breakfast you're going to have this Saturday, the 30th, 8:30 at Wegmans. It's not just a FARA breakfast, but open to all hams. Not even the ones that aren't members of the FARA group, and there have been some that have shown up. So hopefully you'll see a bunch of guys out there about 8:30, second floor level. Back to you, Brad, KLH-TV.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Yeah, some of you may know that there had been some discussion about the bistro opening at the hospital, but that is not the case yet. So everybody will still continue to meet down there at Wegmans. Let's see. Any other announcements? I'm trying to think where we are in the month. Pretty much the breakfast coming up on Saturday is the only thing going on until the club meeting next month, which is pretty much right now as far as next month. Anyway, the club meeting is the 12th of May. In our usual location. Let's see. Let's go ahead and take check-ins, and then I'll have a couple other things to discuss. Rich, I've got you already checked in. Anyone else wanting to check in tonight, give me a call. N7IVV, go ahead.
KO4WYX, in and out.
KN4SPL.
AK4GG, no comment tonight.
HE4VA.
Yes.
HE4VA.
Okay, boy, we got doubles just left and right here. A couple of doubles up right at the beginning, and then I was able to get KM4OZH out of the group there. KM4SPL, AK4GG, HE4VA. Helen, that's good to hear you tonight. And KO4VNZ, Chuck. If you didn't make it onto that list, then we'll try again in 7IVV.
Kilo X-ray 4, Kilo Uniform.
KO4ZKY, in and out.
Yes. Okay, KX4KU, Kevin, got you. KO4ZKY, Oscar, thanks for stopping in to say hi. Have a good night. Last call for the first round of check-ins. Anybody else? N7IVV.
4DOS, in and out.
N4WYO, in and out.
Okay, the K4BOX, Garth, got you in and out. And then there was an N4, and I messed up the call, I guess. Give me that call again, please.
N4WYO, Whiskey Yankee Oscar.
Oh, I did get it right. Jim. It's got you down as living in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Oh, well, that's pretty good all. Okay, and you're in and out. Well, very good. Okay, well, let's see. Start out with a couple of things. Contest coming up. I don't know. For me personally, I didn't see anything that caught my eye. Besides maybe the Florida QSO party. Kind of the same schedule that we run here. Saturday during the day, take off during the night, and then come back in again Sunday morning. AGCWQRP party, Russian WW multi-mode contest, there's an SBMS 2.3 gigahertz and up contest, and club challenge, so anybody like Andy or anybody that's got these super high frequency frequency stuff, might want to play with that. There's a Feld Hell Sprint, which is the facsimile type stuff, you know, images going on. So anyway, a couple things. Check out the contestcalendar.com for more details there. Got a notification from the ARRL again, which KX4KU posted on our groups.io forum, but I'll read it to you guys tonight. So it just came in today, and this is FCC not processing new license applications. Didn't we hear that already? On Wednesday, April 27th, in a notice to all DECs, the FCC again asked them to refrain from submitting any amateur radio exam session or license application files while the commission works to resolve an issue with the Universal Licensing System application filing system. The ULS application filing system was not functioning properly last week, and then the FCC indicated the problem was resolved as previously reported by ARRL. However, this was not the case, as no new amateur radio call signs and licenses have been issued since Monday, October 18th. Tuesday, April 19th is the day the FCC application fees became effective for amateur radio. ARRL DEC manager Maria Soma, AB1FM, reports that new call signs are not being assigned by the FCC, even if the applicant has paid the FCC application fee. The FCC was processing upgrade applications through the system without an issue because there are no fees required for those applications. In addition to new call signs not being issued, even if the applicant has paid the FCC fee, some applicants are also having issues paying and logging into the system. Other types of license application transactions may also be experiencing problems. Applicants should expect delays with license, call sign, and application processing associated with individuals and amateur radio clubs. Amateur radio license filings are currently on hold until further notice, and the FCC did not estimate how long the system would be down. We will update the public as information from the FCC becomes available from the ARRL. Well, that's a heck of a note for anybody who's getting their license the first time around, among other things. So take that for what it's worth. All right. I guess we'll just go on down the list. Of course, I know what Rich is going to say. I spent my day today between work, but it was kind of hard to tear myself away from work. But I kept doing it because 15 and 10 were just hopping it, and I've been working FT4, and that's usually way, way unpopular, but I'll tell you, it was just constant. Most of it was Europe, but Asia was getting in there sometimes, and South America, of course, was real heavy. But anyway, K1HTV, go ahead, N7IVV.
Brad, N7IVV in the net from K1HTV. Thanks for doing the net. And, the conditions have been super. Solar flux is slowly going down from the 160 mark to around 150, but still quite good. As I mentioned in a note to the reflector, a large solar hole is now approaching the center of the sun. As a result, expected some magnetic activity. And sure enough, this afternoon, around midday or so, the K index went up to 5. Came back down the hours to pass, and the conditions are still good. I'm still, this past half hour between 7:30 and 8, worked 7 VKs and a ZL and 10 meters. Yesterday, as I posted to the reflector also, a number of Asian stations, I won't repeat them here, but just, if you're interested, just read the note. And thanks to KX4KU, Kevin, for passing along the magic Dakota ring to KJ78TV, and anybody else who doesn't know what the prefixes are for countries around the world, there is a long list of the 340 active countries plus all the deleted ones and all the prefixes they use. So if you hear a prefix on the air, you could check that list and you'll know what countries I was working. Or, when you hear them on the air, you'll know what countries they are. Today, I missed the morning thing. I had to leave, headed to town, into Manassas, and then back. By the time I get back, It was midday. Still was able to work a little bit DX, but focusing this afternoon on getting the antenna ready, built with an 80-meter OCF with a Ballon for Robert K4GVH. Next Saturday, if all goes well, Mark K4SO and I will head down to Banco, Virginia, at his dad's place, his second location, and hook up that, replace the existing fan dipole, only covers three bands, with an OCF, which will cover more of the bands, especially 12 and 17 and 10. So that's the plan. Other than that, things are going well here. The antenna's still, the tower's still turning, which is good, although it was a little persnickety around to the southwest this afternoon, but it's moving again. So hopefully Andy and WAZN in the next month or so come, will be able to work on the ring issue. There's a rotating ring issue that still needs to be resolved. That's it for now. We'll see you guys Saturday if you can make it, 8:30, Wegmans, second floor. Bring there, bring your own breakfast or buy it there. Bring your own coffee or buy it there. Back to net, KMHTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks for that. KN4SKL, Bob, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and all on the net. This is KN4SPL. Let's see, not a whole lot to report. Really been doing a lot of yard projects here to get the, had to rebuild all the raised gardens. So that's been quite a bit chunk of work here lately, but just want to get ahead of the growing season. But on the ham radio topic, I was able to continue on wiring over the wiring of the N4HKZ trailer, the 4H, Falkir 4H trailer. I was actually able to get the AC side of the system down and wired and up and running, so I was pretty happy to get that piece of the puzzle complete. Now we gotta move to the DC side, and all the components are in place. Just gotta make all the connections, and there's quite a number of connections. So we'll be getting that done, I believe, here in the next few weeks. So really looking forward to getting that trailer. Is pretty impressive, and when it's up and running, it's going to be a gem for sure. Anyway, that's about all I got there, Brad, and everyone on the net. So M7IVV, KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, sir. Sounds like a good report. Sorry, I'm just watching something and a helicopter's coming in. I noticed that the forecast for the aurora is pretty good tonight, so I've got a web page that I watch a lot, and live page, and they've got crystal clear skies, and I've got a good view of the aurora. It's up in Churchill, Manitoba, way up on the Hudson Bay. Anyway, I was just listening, and my computer was making all kinds of weird noise, and there's a helicopter landing. AG4VA, I'll stop babbling. How are you tonight, Alan? Good to hear you. Go ahead. Well, good evening, Brad. Good evening to everyone on the net. This is AG4VA. I was part of this local club down this way, the Greene County Club, getting a 220 megahertz repeater. I guess I got it about a year ago. And they put it at the president's house in Green on his barn, and it never really got out to their satisfaction, and it's a little more expensive to put a repeater, as you guys know, up on a commercial tower or a remote mountaintop. So I offered to host a repeater here on Clark Mountain at Mike QTH, and they went around for a while trying to get some kind of all-weather box for the repeater, and I finally volunteered to build essentially a doghouse with plywood roof and shingles, and we put the repeater in that, and it seems to be doing just fine and staying dry. The doghouse is essentially a big box, so that's the BB, and put a fan in there so it'll stay cool when the sun's on it. So It's essentially a Airbnb for a repeater. The frequency is 224.800. The tone's 151.4. It's up about 780 feet. The antenna is only about 20 feet off the ground here on Clark Mountain, but it's up about 775. Not that high, but what I have here on Clark Mountain is a good line of sight. I can see out the Thoroughfare Mountain and Brightwood up 29, about 33 miles from here. So it should cover Greene County pretty well. We're still trying to figure out as we test the coverage area. So if you get a chance, give it a try and see if you can reach it from the Warrington area. And for those of you who like to chase summits on the air, you may Google the SOTA Atlas and go to the top of the page, and there is a tab for alerts, and search for Whiskey for Victor, which is Virginia, and you'll see about 45 summits populated in there to date. There's a group from North Carolina coming up here. They do it every year. They're going to camp down in the Peaks of Otter area, and they'll be doing summits tomorrow through probably Tuesday, Wednesday, and they're doing CW, sideband, and VHF FM, so there should be something for everybody if you want to chase the summits. And that same site, you can click on spots, and you can see what they're doing as they spot their activity. And everything they're doing is not listed on there yet, so of those 45 current summit alerts that are up, I expect there'll be more as the days progress. So a lot of opportunities for people to chase if you're into summits on the air. Back to you, Brad, HG4BA.
Okay, thanks, Alan. And as usual, I didn't have my pencil ready. The frequency and the tone on that repeater again, please.
Frequency is 224.800. Tone is 151.4.
Okay, you said they're going to start the SOTA when?
They're starting tomorrow. The first one's listed as Apple Orchard tomorrow at 1300 Zulu. There's a ham November 1 Zulu Foxtrot. And it looks like he's going to be doing all CW, a couple of different bands. So if you want to chase CW, there should be lots of opportunities for that sideband. And I think a bunch of them will be doing VHF as well.
Okay, great. Sounds fun. I'll keep my ears peeled and maybe even try some sideband stuff for a change. Well, great. And I'll flip my 220 rig on and pay attention to that repeater for you. Let's see, where are we? KO4VNZ, Chuck, what's up to tonight? Go ahead.
N7IZZ, this is KO4VNZ. I'm not doing a whole lot this week. I had an operation on my lip, and so the first 2 days of that operation, after that, I had to take it quiet. No heavy lifting. So I spent the time just studying the manual for my general. Only thing I'm planning to do radio-wise is attend the breakfast on Saturday. I did have, I was wondering if anyone had any updates on our Cold War Museum special event. And I apologize if I sound... My voice sounds a little slurred. It's the bandages on my lip from the operation. Other than that, that's all I have. So this is KO4VNZ back to net.
Okay, Chuck. Well, sorry to hear about the surgery. Although I'm glad they could do the surgery. I'm assuming that it was successful. Don't have anything new on the Cold War Memorial Special Event Station at this point. They're still moving forward. I'll have to contact Bruce and see if he can't shoot us a quick summary, you know, out on the reflect the groups.io, and let everybody know what's going on with that. But we'll try to do that. Kevin, KX4KU, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
M7IVV, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I was wondering if Alan could shoot that URL for the summit alert thing. Half the time I get stuff and I forget, or I hear stuff and I forget, and or I get it late. So it'd be nice to have some more real time. As for the Cold War stuff, I think based on an email I got from Bert, they're just getting fired up. So they'll probably be sending something out soon. I will say that during today's CWT, 15 meters, the conditions were really strange. I mean, in Europe was like, you know, blasting me if they were like next door. But somebody I normally hear very well in Arizona, I could barely hear. And 20 was just really not that great either. So it was definitely favoring the higher frequencies today. I think I did 36 or 7 today, and 30 of them were on 15 meters, and that doesn't happen very often. So definitely an odd propagation day. I will say that. And there was something else I was going to say. I can't think of it. If I think of it, I'll recheck in. Other than that, I'll turn back over to you, Brad. N7IPV-KX4KU. Back to that.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. AG4BA, have you got that URL for us for the soda? Go ahead.
Yes, I acknowledge that. I'll put something on the reflector right after the net. AG4BA.
Okay. I'm sure that we've had that up there before. Anyway, okay. All right, that's the end of our check-ins tonight. Do we have anyone else? While I click on a couple things here, who would like to check in tonight? This is N7IVV with the Farah General Service Net. If you want to check in tonight, call now.
7IVV, this is K2PI, just checking in, saying hello. No traffic.
NB3A, no comment. Okay, hi Harv, thanks for checking in. NB3A, I think I heard W8BT, and I can't remember which one of you two said no comment. Travis, was that you in there, N7IVV?
Yes, it was, Brad, and I said no comment, W8BT.
Okay, great. Thanks, Travis. Thanks for stopping in. All right, well, then we'll turn it over to Justin, MB3A, N7IVV. Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and the rest of the net, good to hear everybody. Not a whole lot going on. Looking forward, I think we're going to activate a new summit for us. I guess most of them are new summits for us. On Saturday, Humpback Mountain, somewhere down there in my south of South Charlottesville, will be at a different thing, but it's a pretty, looks like it's a pretty quick hike looking back, so we'll be doing it, and look forward to seeing Alan's spotting thing, or whatever, not super clear, because I've kind of been in and out listening tonight. That's my fault, of course. Other than that, yeah, not a whole lot else going on. Did some boat hunting, and 10 meters was, like, pretty wide open when I got home from work today, so that was fun. Couldn't quite work the VK on phone, but, you know, there's probably plenty more days this year that'll be possible. So, anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Brad, N7IVV for NB3A.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's, it's always challenging, you know, all this DX you hear about, it's all us either retired or work from home guys that talk about it, and everybody else just sits around and drools. So, it's just the way it goes. I guess that's why weekends are so much fun and so hectic with pileups.
Okay, last call for check-ins or rechecks. This is N7IVB.
W8BT with a quick question.
Okay, I won't make any snide remarks about no comments. Go ahead, W8BT, N7IVB.
Hey, good evening, Brad, and everybody else. And mainly, I just wanted to ask Justin if him and Honor are taking the radio dogs with them on the summit. So that's it, W8BT, back to that.
So, Justin, what say ye?
Well, we're going to board two of them, but we're going to take one of them, so yeah. One radio dog will be active on Saturday.
Sounds fun. Very good. Well, all right. Let's go ahead and bring this to a close. Kind of a short net tonight, but that's all right. It's a beautiful evening. Go out and enjoy the stars. Looks like we'll have a really nice, clear night like we've had the last couple nights, so... go out, hopefully someplace away from the lights, and look up and enjoy the view. This is N7IVV, and this has been the FARA General Service Net. Thanks all for checking in tonight, or those of you that listened. We have this net every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. local time. If anybody has any questions or would like to leave us some comments or send us some questions, you can do that at an email address of faranet@w4va.org. That's Foxtrot, Alpha, Romeo, Alpha, November, Echo, Tango, Farinet at W4VA.org. Or, of course, you can look at our, check out our website, W4VA.org itself. Okay, this is N7IVV returning the repeater to normal use. Everyone, have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Yankee, X-ray, disconnected.